this real life?
Hey there, citizens of the world. Welcome to the Real Life Podcast, where our mission is to inspire, connect, and empower the world to learn English the fun, natural, and real life way.
We believe that English should not be a dry and boring school subject, but an inspiring and enriching lifestyle that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want.
In this podcast, you will have lots of fun, learn plenty of new expressions, and drastically improve your listening comprehension.
We'll also teach you the secrets of native pronunciation, connected speech, and help you tune in your listening and speaking to the rhythm and flow of English.
So sit back, relax, and let's get on with the show.
Oh yeah, what is up? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, convenient, and
electrical
way to learn English. So download this podcast right now and listen to us while you are doodling on a piece of paper,
talking on the phone with your girlfriend,
feeling a little blue,
going on a roller coaster,
or peeling an orange. I'm joined here today with my co-host, the man who, when he goes to restaurants, waitresses tip him, Justin Murray.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. What is cracking today, Justin?
Nothing much, man. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
I'm also happy to be here.
How about you guys out there, wherever you're at?
I'm sure they're having a great day. If not, we can try to make their day better with this podcast.
Oh yeah, let's try our best.
Oh yeah. Really quickly, I mentioned that waitresses tip you when you go to restaurants. What is tipping, and do you generally do that in the US?
Yeah, tipping is the practice of you give the server, the waiter or waitress, a tip, maybe like 10% of the amount that you paid for your meal, you give them as like a gift.
Sure,
afterwards.
It's kind of like they have a commission-based salary in the US, right?
Yeah, I was a waiter once and I didn't get paid very much. I made $2 an hour.
Okay.
Most of my salary was on tips.
Okay, so a lot of your salary is actually based on tips?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's a big cultural difference, because in Australia, you don't usually tip anyone. They always have a general salary that doesn't require tipping.
Yeah, it's kind of controversial, I suppose, with foreigners, but...
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get some, you know, Australian guy or some just foreigner that just wouldn't tip you, and you're like, oh, damn that guy?
Actually, there was this, I don't know where she was from, somewhere in Europe, and she didn't tip me, and I ended up having to pay the bartender because she made the drinks. And I didn't receive any money, so I lost money on the table.
Oh, man.
And this is like my biggest table of the night. So I went up to her and I was like, hey, is there a problem with the service? You know, it's customary here in the United States to tip. And she ended up leaving me a little bit to at least cover my what we call a tip out.
Tip out?
The tip out is what I gave to the bartender.
Okay. Awesome. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. In case you are in the US, just remember that it's customary to tip waiters there. What's the general percentage tip?
Well, I usually made about 20%, and that's for good service.
Okay.
And usually, like, 10% is pretty low, but okay. If you can give a tip, give at least 10%.
At least 10% tip in the US. Alrighty, so let's get this podcast rolling with today's shout out. You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up
and down through my hands. Okay, today's shout out is for Ellis. I'm sorry if I butcher your last name. Really? I apologize, I've never learned how to pronounce Taiwanese last names, but it's Ellis Nyangwu.
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 Nyangwu, okay.
Again, I don't speak Taiwanese, and...
Well, we're trying our best.
But, so Ellis is a Fluency Circle member who I've met with. We did a consultation, I've exchanged a few emails with him, a really nice guy. He's a psychiatrist, and he recommended we do an episode on some terms in psychiatry.
Okay.
And whether this conforms to it or not, we're going to try our best.
Today's conversational topic, right?
Yeah. But, so we just want to give you a shout out, Ellis. Thanks for your support, your ideas, your enthusiasm. You're really awesome. I really enjoyed meeting you, and just stay in touch.
Yeah, it's great to get actual feedback from you guys. You guys that listen to the podcast, remember we're making this for you. So if you have any input, or like Ellis has given us some suggestions for the conversation topic, feel free, we want to hear about it. We want to make this podcast tailor-made for our fans, right? For our audience. So
okay.
any specific subject you guys want us to talk about. Like we mentioned, news articles, if you find something interesting you want us to mention on the podcast, just give us a holler. Drop us a line.
Or just give us a holler, man. Holler?
Holler, it means it's kind of ghetto, it's kind of street language. It means just give us a call, give us a message, let us know. Just give us a holler.
Oh, yeah.
Let's keep the momentum going, the flow of this podcast, and move on to today's random news story.
Okay, the news story today is from the Inquisitor.
Inquisitor?
Betty White, dead. Death hoax goes viral because of bad grammar.
Betty White is a person?
Betty White is a famous actress. She's actually 92 years old.
Okay.
From the Golden Girls.
Oh, she from the Golden Girls?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Cool.
That program about these kind of like old women.
Who yeah, were the they girlfriend. Were old women about 20 years ago when the Golden Girls was on television.
It's an 80s TV show, just so you know, like 30 years ago probably.
Probably, yeah. Just quickly coming back, you said hoax?
Death hoax. A hoax is like a fake news story, almost, that, mm-hmm. that people believe.
Right? Sure.
So, death hoax goes viral because of bad grammar. To go viral is to really, like, explode in the media, to be really, really popular, right? Yeah,
especially now with social media. So, what's the gist of this article, and why did bad grammar provoke people to think that she was dead?
Well, we have to blame homonyms, or homophones.
Okay.
Homonyms or homophones are basically two words that sound the same, but are spelled differently and have different meanings.
Okay.
So, let me go through this. A headline on the Empire News site went viral today, starting a rumor that Betty White was dead, all because fans didn't know the difference between die, D-Y-E, and die, D-I-E.
Okay, so fans didn't know the difference between die, D-Y-E. What does die mean in that case,
you,
to die?
You dye your hair.
Yeah, to dye your hair is like to color, to paint your hair.
Yeah, have you ever dyed your hair?
I haven't, no.
I've dyed my hair before.
You have?
Yeah.
What color?
Blonde.
You dyed your hair blonde?
Yeah.
But you have blonde hair.
Well, like, kind of white, almost.
Okay. White hair.
Yeah.
You don't have white hair.
What? Like platinum, kind of.
Okay, you dyed it that color.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Why?
I don't know, man. Just be cool. I
was like Eminem? Was that during the Eminem phase?
No.
Okay.
First time I dyed it, I was in high school and I was a runner. It was just sort of something to do before the championships, just to hype myself up.
Okay. What does hype up mean?
Get myself excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I did it with my team as well, my teammates, and so it was to bond
okay.
as well.
Oh, okay, cool. So it wasn't for like cosmetic reasons?
No.
Or, you know, beauty reasons?
No, not at all.
Okay. So what happened to Betty White?
So Media Mass, this is like a news source, reported that a RIP Betty White Facebook page has already gained more than 1 million likes. More than 1 million likes on the RIP, which is, what does it mean?
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Betty White. Over 1 million likes on that Facebook page. The headline that started the rumor was, actress Betty White, 92, her age, dies peacefully in her Los Angeles home.
And they spelt it wrong in the headline. They wrote dies in like, the dies in death. But it was a hoax, right?
No, they spelled it right. People didn't know how to read.
Oh, okay, sure.
It introduced a satirical article about White not being a natural blonde and dyeing her own hair in her home.
Okay.
The article even contained a fake quote from her manager saying, Betty has often told me she feels it is relaxing and soothing to dye her own hair peacefully in her home, where she can laugh and enjoy time with her animals. She said on more than one occasion that as a blonde, she's had more fun in her roles and in life. Fortunately for her fans, Miss White is alive and well and still dyeing her hair blonde. Representatives from White, the actress, released the following statement. She joins a long list of celebrities who have been victimized by this hoax. She's still alive and well. Stop believing what you see on the internet.
Okay.
Satirical.
You said, yeah, satirical. What does satirical mean in this case? Satirical article, right?
It's like kind of humorous form of news,
mm-hmm.
right?
Like there's that famous news source called The Onion, which you suggested to me.
Yeah.
That's satirical, right?
Yeah, just like really outrageous headlines that
yeah.
are funny.
Yeah, and it's fake news, isn't it? It's not a real news story.
Exactly.
So people got this new story about Betty White died peacefully, meaning dyed her hair peacefully at her home, and they just read the headline and they didn't realize it was a joke, and they took it seriously.
And then a million people liked the RIP Facebook page for Betty White.
Wow, that's a pretty crazy mix-up there.
Yeah.
I wonder if any of her relatives saw this and was like, oh my god, how do I not know about this?
Technically, it actually isn't really the homophone's fault, because a homophone, what is a homophone?
A homophone is when two words are pronounced the same way, but they have a different meaning. They're spelt differently too. Like in this case, die, Justin said, D-I-E, like to die, you're dead. Or to dye your hair, D-Y-E.
It's like see, like sight.
Sure.
Like you look and you see.
Mm-hmm.
And the ocean, the sea.
Yeah. It's like bear, like a grizzly bear, like rah. Or bear, like, I don't think that chair can bear your weight. Can't support your weight.
Yeah.
No, but it's the same spelling. Bear is in like a bare bottom.
A bare bottom? Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's bare, there's nothing there, there's no pants on that person. I can see his bare bottom. So, be careful homophones, and be careful dyeing your hair at home in case people think you died peacefully. That's it for today's news story. Let's move on to today's awesome conversation topic. What you talking about? So, what you talking about today, Justin? Mentioned Ellis gave us a topic of discussion. What is it exactly that he wrote to us in the email?
He said, "How's it going? I'm enjoying listening to number 68 right now. Thank you again for producing so many great materials for me. As you already know, I'm a psychiatrist. I found I use a lot of English specialized terms to describe patients' mental status. This morning when I was on duty, an idea occurred to me. Perhaps we can have a topic related to negative emotions such as depressed, irritable, agitated, elated, inflated, perplexed, anxious, panic. We can talk about the experiences of having those stressful emotions."
Nice. That seems like a good subject to talk about. First of all, what does he mean when he says, when I was on duty? Why does he say on duty instead of at work?
On duty is just another way that we say I'm working. It means that you're actually being held accountable there. You have a duty to be there.
Sure. Yeah. Cool. So when he was on duty, he must have been working at the psychiatric ward where he tends to his patients.
What does ward mean?
A ward would be a section of a hospital, a specific ward.
So we sat down and talked about this yesterday and just brainstormed some ideas for this and how we do it. And we decided that we're just going to go from negative emotions, rock bottom. What does rock bottom mean?
Rock bottom means like there's nothing deeper than that. In that case, if we're talking about negative emotions, rock bottom would be the worst of the worst.
Yeah, and so we just started feeling really sad actually, because we were talking about really sad expressions.
Yeah.
So we had to really like pull ourselves out of the bottom of the barrel, right?
Nice. Pull yourself out of the bottom of the barrel means?
Well, the bottom of the barrel is just like rock bottom, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the really difficult spot
you're
in. And so we got sad, and so we just realized we wanted to maybe put some more joy into the podcast too. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go kind of on a spectrum of emotions.
Nice.
From the more difficult negative emotions to more positive emotions.
Yeah, and also a lot of expressions that go along with these emotions. So, you know, depression is probably the worst one, right?
Yeah, depression.
When people suffer from a breakdown or a meltdown.
Mm-hmm. A mental breakdown, maybe?
Mental breakdown. Emotional breakdown, mental breakdown. What is a breakdown in this case? How can we use the word breakdown?
When something breaks down, it doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or something just kind of collapses at once.
Yeah. So emotionally, if you have a breakdown, it means maybe you've been suffering from a lot of stress or you're depressed and you crack.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't perform normal things that you would usually do in your life.
Yeah, it's kind of an accumulation of just really stressful, difficult, hard times that get to a breaking point.
Oh, a breaking point. Nice. What's that?
It's that point where things just kind of collapse. Maybe like the straw that broke the camel's back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So maybe like just somebody says something to you and you just break down.
Yeah. It's like you're on the edge of a breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And something happens and you have an emotional breakdown or a meltdown. Meltdown's a little different, I guess.
You might have a nuclear meltdown too, right?
Nuclear meltdown, like in The Simpsons.
But a meltdown, I think a lot of times is actually when you express it, right?
Yeah, you're having like an outburst of emotion.
Yeah, when you burst out, it's an expression of that, right?
I think when you have a breakdown is when maybe you repress your feelings a lot until you can't repress them anymore and you have an emotional breakdown. And I think a meltdown, you're right, I think it's when you actually, you have an outburst, as we say.
Yeah, but that might not be that bad because it's at least you're not repressing your emotions, right?
Yeah, you could say you're getting it off your chest.
Yeah, to get something off your chest, what does that mean?
It's exactly that. It's when you have these emotions that are repressed and you tell someone what's actually bothering you and then you kind of illuminate that negative.
Yeah, like I might say, like, oh man, thanks for listening to me. I just had to get that off my chest.
Sure.
Because usually it's like there's a weight in your chest, right?
Mm-hmm. It's also sometimes something that's on your conscience. Like if you feel guilty about something that you did, you might want to get it off your chest.
Hey there, Real Life Radio listener. Sorry to interrupt the show, but we're just really excited to announce the return of the Real Life Radio Connected Speech Lessons. We stopped creating them for a while to focus on the Real Life Global Movement, a worldwide network of in-person language learning events. But we're back now, and we've taken the feedback you've given us and made these transcript lessons better than ever. We also added a vocabulary learning resource teaching the 30 most essential advanced vocabulary terms from each episode, including idioms, slang, and phrasal verbs, all with audio examples recorded by us. With the diligent use of the Real Life Radio Connected Speech Guide, you will catalyze your English to new levels by learning to understand native speakers without subtitles or transcripts, systematically building more vocabulary than you ever thought was possible, as well as dramatically improving your experience of this podcast. To learn more about it, go to the show notes of this episode or www.reallifeglobal.com/fluencycircle. That's Fluency Circle. There, you will be able to get access to the Connected Speech Lessons and become an official member of the Real Life Fluency Circle. Now, let's get back to the show. Aw, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling down in the dumps.
Oh, down in the dumps. Another expression we use to say that I'm feeling depressed. I'm down in the dumps today.
What does the dumps mean? The dump, for example.
The dump is, for example, when you put your rubbish on the side of a street.
Rubbish. I say garbage.
Cool. Rubbish, garbage, trash as well, you say too, right, in the States. When the garbage man comes to pick it up, he takes the garbage to the dump.
It's like a landfill, right?
A landfill, yeah, a dump. Dump can also be a verb, like if you have some trash and instead of putting it in a legitimate place, you just like dump it.
Or maybe you feel like crap because you got dumped.
You got dumped, yeah.
To get dumped is kind of a little bit of a harsh way of saying that somebody broke up with you.
Yeah, like if your girlfriend or your boyfriend breaks up with you in kind of a very bad and sad way, you got dumped.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be just your interpretation of it, right?
Yeah. Also, in surfing, if you wipe out, you can say, oh, I got dumped by a wave.
As you can see, there are a multitude of different meanings and different uses of this.
When you need to use the bathroom.
Take a dump. Okay. We just had to throw that in there. It always has to be something in each podcast, right?
Yeah, we have to say something disgusting in every podcast.
Yeah, but so these are some of the emotions and expressions that you might use when you're feeling down in the dumps, when you're going through hard times, when you hit rock bottom.
Feeling blue.
You're feeling blue.
Yeah. Cool. Should we move up the spectrum a little bit there?
Let's move it up a little bit because you know what? You're going to pull through it.
To pull through.
To pull through it means there's a difficult time and you're going to get through it. You're going to get past the pain point, the most difficult point.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to hang in there.
Sure. To hang in there, yeah, you're right. Another referring back to if you get dumped by a boyfriend or a girlfriend, a general way people would make you feel better, say, oh, there's plenty more fish in the sea.
Plenty more fish in the sea. You'll pull through it. Yeah. Hang in there. Because this is an expression I like. The darkest hour is right before the sunrise.
Oh, nice. So, that's a nice little analogy there. What does that mean?
Well, if you think about it, it's really, really dark right before the sun comes up. So you got to keep your eye on the light at the end of the tunnel.
Light at the end of the tunnel. Just expression after expression here.
So it's like you're going through a tunnel, and a lot of the times it's like it's so dark, it's so difficult, but then you see a light at the end of the tunnel.
It's guiding you.
Exactly.
To a successful outcome.
Absolutely. So keep your chin up.
Keep your chin up. Chin is obviously that part underneath your mouth. Your chin is at that bone at the very bottom of your face. And to keep your chin up means to stay positive. Good vibrations. Stay happy.
Yeah, people say this all the time. It's similar to like hang in there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, keep your chin up. Because when you're looking up, you're more positive. If you have your head hanging down, you're usually more sad, more in despair.
Yeah. There's a lot of kind of phrasal verbs with up. You can say keep your chin up. Mm-hmm. But another one might be, hey, cheer up.
Mm-hmm.
Or lighten up.
Yep, those are great. Lighten up is more like when somebody's really serious about something, right?
Yeah, you're right. If somebody takes something offensively when you're just joking around, hey, come on, man, lighten up.
Take it easy.
Just joking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hang in there. Good. These are great ones for showing support to people, saying, hey, don't be so sad or don't be so depressed or whatever because things are going to get better. Hang in there.
Exactly, because, you know, the glass is half full, really.
If you're an optimist.
Yeah. It's like you always got to look on the bright side of things, and the bright side's always going to come back, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about just kind of taking a detour here? We kind of missed anger. So have you ever blown a fuse?
Man, get off my back. Fuck.
Okay, so to blow a fuse means to... Another one might be to lose your cool, to blow your fuse.
Sorry, man, I didn't mean to bite your head off.
Okay, great expression. So... blow a fuse. A fuse would be like a fuse in like an electrical fuse. When it blows, it stops working. It explodes.
Yeah, like a light can blow out.
Exactly. And it means to get angry. To lose your cool means that you snap really quickly. You change your personality. Becomes very angry for some reason. If you're a very irritable kind of person.
Or a loose cannon.
Loose cannon, sure.
So think about a cannon that has a ammunition inside. Mm-hmm. And you just bump it. Yeah. An accident, and it goes off, it explodes.
Yeah, you got to be careful, because Justin's a bit of a loose cannon. Did you see how he just yelled at me there? He said, get off my back.
And then I bit your head off.
Yeah.
You bite the head off of a person.
Yeah. What does it mean to get off my back, first of all?
Get off my back means, leave me alone. Just let me be.
Okay, yeah. Stop hassling me.
Yeah, what does hassle mean?
Hassle means to give me a tough time about something, to keep... asking me about something that you don't want to talk about. Hey, stop hassling me about that, man. Cool. And you bit my head off. Means you just, again, you snapped at me, you got angry. Stuff like that.
Yeah, man. Sorry, I didn't mean to come down on you there.
Yeah. What does to come down on someone mean?
To come down on somebody is to maybe be a little bit hard on somebody.
Yeah, so you really came down on me for asking you about your anger problem.
But I meditate, so that was just an act. I'm a really good actor, so maybe you didn't realize that, but...
So you might say you're kind of laid back?
I'm pretty laid back, yeah?
Yeah.
What does laid back mean?
Laid back means you are a relaxed person. Your personality is very relaxed. You're not so reactive to stuff. You can kind of control your emotions more so. Sometimes you just don't even really get affected by certain things.
Ah, oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
It's all good.
You're pretty laid back, though. You're pretty chilled out.
Chilled out, sure. There's another one. Chilled out, again, relaxed...
It's more like a state, right? Where laid back is more like something permanent. It's a character trait, right?
Yeah. You could say he's a chilled out guy. He's a laid back guy. Easygoing. Another one like that, right? He's an easygoing person. Yep, so that's some expressions, even some character traits for being relaxed, relaxed state of mind. Should we move up the spectrum one more time?
Yeah, definitely. Being relaxed and chilled out is a prerequisite for being happy a lot of times, right?
Yeah. To be happy, to be...
on cloud nine?
On cloud nine.
On top of the world?
On top of the world. To feel over the moon.
Over the moon?
Yeah, you said that, right?
I don't say that, but I've heard it.
I was over the moon when... this is more like when you receive good news about something. Oh, I was over the moon when I heard out... Oh, I was over the moon when I heard about your promotion at work. I was happy for you.
Yeah, we say like sometimes there's some cool expressions in the United States, like stoked, to be really excited.
Yeah.
To be jazzed.
Yeah.
Talked about this before, to be amped.
Amped, yeah, all these ones are great. Jumping for joy.
Yep. When's the last time you jumped for joy?
Last time I jumped for joy? To tell the truth, man, I can't really remember the last time I actually jumped for joy. Although I know it is figurative expression, but what about you?
Well, last time I literally jumped for joy was when the soccer team here won the South American Championships, Libertadores. Right?
Yeah.
Atletico, right?
You jumped for joy when they won.
I think you did too.
I might have. I was probably drawn in by your enthusiasm.
Well, I think all of us were enthusiastic watching it together, right?
Sure. What does drawn in mean?
To be attracted to something. To be drawn to something is to be attracted, right? To be attracted into something.
Yeah, in this case, because your positive energy, your jumping for joy kind of drew me in, and I was jumping for joy as well.
Yeah, it was a pretty dramatic win too, so.
It was. I was pretty stoked. I was pretty happy. I was on cloud nine.
Over the moon.
Over the moon. That's it.
On top of the world.
Feeling on top of the world. All right, guys, so that we have just quickly summarized a lot of expressions and some vocabulary related to emotions, starting from the bottom of the barrel, negative emotions, all the way up to the positive ones, jumping for joy, etc.
And to close this topic out, we would like to invite you guys to go to show notes, which is www.reallifeglobal.com/emotions, and leave us a comment. Add some emotions.
Or even if we've missed a specific emotion or expression which you think is very important for other people to learn, also write that in the comments and share it with fellow Real Life Radio listeners.
We'd love to interact with you.
Yeah. Or just leave us a comment as well. We'd really like that too.
Oh yeah.
So that does it for the conversation topic. Let's move on quickly to today's question. I need somebody else. So I believe that question today is, I'm going to definitely pass it straight over to you, Justin, as you are the House American. And it is a pronunciation question. You're the pronunciation king. Let's hear it. What's a question and what's your response to that question?
This is not really a question. It's actually a confusion I've seen so many times that I just thought I'd clarify it for a lot of people, because nobody I talk to knows what's going on here. So a really big common pronunciation confusion in spoken American English, not written American English, is the pronunciation of what do you and what are you, which sometimes are pronounced the same. Because when I'm speaking normally, slowly, I say what are you, right? But nobody speaks that way. Native speakers don't speak that way.
Like, what are you doing, Justin? Sounds robotic.
I say, what are you doing? What are you?
Yeah.
And that's the same pronunciation for what do you mean? What do you mean becomes what do you mean? What are you doing becomes what are you doing? What are you doing?
Same thing.
What do you mean? So what are you and what do you are both what are you?
What are you? Yeah. That's the kind of phonetic sound that we produce when we say this really quickly in native pronunciation. I know it is typically American English, but even in Australia would probably say that, you know, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?
And what do you mean?
What do you mean? Hey, what do you mean, man?
So they're two just fundamentally different grammatical constructions, and they're pronounced the same.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And this is why I think a lot of times you see a lot of people make the mistake of, like, what do you doing?
Awesome. Do you want to just repeat that a few times for them to fully understand that?
So, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What do you mean? What do you mean? What are you doing? What do you mean?
All right, guys, so that brings us to the end of another Real Life Radio episode. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you learned a lot about emotions, all the way from negative up to positive, and some cool expressions that go along with that. We hope you realize that you should be careful with homophones, as you could make a mistake and think that someone's dead, like poor old Betty White. Not really poor old, because she's still alive, and she's peacefully dyeing her hair.
In her home with her animals around, right?
Yeah, sure. And we're going to play you out with a song by Eminem, the guy who Justin wanted to look like when he dyed his hair, right? Is that not the case? That was for your running team. And the song is called what, Justin?
Rock Bottom.
Eminem, Rock Bottom. All right, guys, you'll hear from us next week on Real Life Radio. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Feel like I'm walking a tightrope without a circus net. Popping Percocet, I'm a nervous wreck. I deserve respect, but I work a sweat for this worthless check. I'm about to burst this tech, get somebody to reverse this debt. Minimum wage got my adrenaline caged.
full of venom and rage, especially when I'm engaged and my daughter's down to her last diaper. It's got my ass hyper, I pray that God answers. Maybe I'll ask nicer, watching ballers while they crossing and they pathfinders. These overnight stars becoming autograph signers. We all long to blow up and leave the past behind us, along with the small fries and average half pinters. But player haters turn their bitch like they have vaginas, cause we see them dollar signs and let the cast blind us. More of your brainwash and you leave your ass mindless, when snakes slither in the grass spineless.
That's rock bottom, life makes you mad enough to kill.
That's rock bottom,
you want something bad enough to
That's
steal.
Rock bottom,
when you feel like you've had enough to hear, cause you're mad enough to scream, but you're sad enough to
That's
tear.
Rock bottom,
when this life makes you mad enough to
That's
care.
That's rock bottom,
when you want something bad enough to
That's
steal.
That's rock bottom,
when you feel like you've had enough to hear, cause you're mad enough to scream, but you're sad enough to tear.
My life is full of empty promises and broken dreams. I'm hoping things look up, but there ain't no job openings. I feel discouraged, hungry and malnourished, living in this house with no furnace, unfurnished. And I'm sick of working dead end jobs with lame pay, and I'm tired of being hired and fired the same day. But fuck it, if you know the rules to the gameplay, it's when we die we know we all going the same way. Cause it's cool to be the player, but it sucks to be the fan, when all you need is rocks to be the man, plus a luxury sedan. I'm comfortable and roomy in a six, but they threw me in the mix with all these gloomy lunatics who walk around depressed and smoke a pound of cess a day. Yesterday went by so quick it seems like it was yesterday. My daughter wants to throw the ball but I'm too stressed to play. Live half my life and throw the rest away.
That's rock bottom, when your life makes you mad enough to kill.
That's rock bottom,
when you want something bad enough to
steal. That's
steal.
Rock bottom,
when you feel like you've had enough to hear, cause you're mad enough to scream, but you're sad enough to
That's
tear.
Rock bottom,
when this life makes you mad enough to
That's
kill.
Rock bottom,
when you want something bad enough to steal.
That's rock bottom,
when you feel like you've had enough to hear, cause you're mad enough to scream, but you're sad enough to tear.
It's people that love me, people that hate me, but it's the evil that made me this backstabbing, deceitful and shady. I want the money, the women, the fortune and fame. That means I end up burning in hell, scorching in flame. That means I'm stealing your checkbook and forging your name. This lifetime bliss for eternal torture and pain. Cause right now, I feel like I just hit the rock bottom. I got problems, now everybody on my block's got them. I'm screaming like them two cops when Tupac shot them. Holding two blocks, hope your doors got new locks on them. My daughter's feet ain't got no shoes or socks on them. And them rings you're wearing look like they got a few rocks on them. And while you flaunt them, I could be taking them to shops to pawn them. I got a couple of rings and a brand new watch, you want them? Cause I ain't never went gold off one song. I'm running up on someone's lawn with guns drawn.
That's rock bottom.